Bitterly cold wind chills continue across northeast Ohio this morning. The National Weather Service says wind chills are running 15 to 20 below zero in counties including Stark, Carroll, Columbiana, Mahoning, Portage, Summit, and Tuscarawas. A cold weather advisory remains in effect until noon today. Forecasters warn the extreme cold can quickly cause frostbite or hypothermia. Limit time outdoors and dress in layers. As a result of the frigid temperatures, many area schools have changed plans today. The following are closed: Alliance, Brown Local, Buckeye Career Center, Canton City, Canton Country Day, Canton Local, Canton Montessori, Carroll County Board of DD, Carrollton Exempted Village, Fairless Local, Heritage Christian, Jackson Local, Kent State, Ashtabula, East Liverpool, Salem, Stark, Trumbull, and Tuscarawas campuses are delayed until 10 a.m. Earlier classes may meet online. Also closed: Lake Center Christian, Lake Local, Louisville, Mahoning County Career Center. Malone University will move to remote operations and remote instruction today. Also closed: Marlington, Maslin Christian, Maslin City Schools, Minerva Area Christian, Minerva Local, Mount Union. Undergraduate classes for the morning will not be held in person but may continue remotely. Undergraduate in-person classes will resume at 12:30. Also closed: Northwest, Osnaburg Local, Our Lady of Peace, Perry Local, Plain Local, R.G. Drag Career Center, Salem, Sandy Valley, Sebring Local, St. Joan of Arc, St. Peter, St. Thomas Aquinas, Stark County Board of DD, Code 1, Stark State College. All in-person classes are canceled. Online classes remain as scheduled. Employees are to work remotely. Also closed: Union Avenue Methodist Preschool, United Local, University of Akron. This will be a remote learning and remote workday for the main campus and Wayne campus. Campus offices will be open remotely. Also closed: West Branch Local. Alliance City Council is set to vote on a housing push in the first and second wards during tonight's meeting. Lawmakers will consider a series of ordinances to transfer 11 city-owned parcels to the Greater Alliance Development Corporation for redevelopment, including new single-family homes. If approved, the city would waive water and sewer tap fees for the project and provide $100,000 in HUD funding to assist the developer. Also on the agenda is an appropriation of $100,000 for an addition to the Maple Beach Park building and a request to the Ohio EPA for grant money to build a new road salt storage facility. The University of Mount Union kicked off a week of events recognizing Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. On Monday, students and area residents participated in the National Day of Service. Abby Schroeder is director of Mount Union's Regula Center for Public Service and Civic Engagement.
We've been doing this for about 15 years. In the last few years, it's really grown. We have about 320, mainly Mount Union students, but also local Girl Scout troops, some other community members out volunteering today at 20 different locations.
Projects include painting and moving organizations into the commons, work at city parks, and visiting local nursing homes. Schroeder says 80% of the university's students volunteer at some point. A man is scheduled to appear in court following a stabbing in Canton last week. 45-year-old Travis Frazier of Canton faces a count of felonious assault. He is accused of stabbing a woman in the stomach with a knife Friday. Details of the events leading up to the alleged incident and the victim's condition were not available. Frazier is set for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. A Carrollton family was displaced Monday afternoon after a fire destroyed their home. Around 5:30, the blaze broke out on Arrow Road Southwest near State Route 39. Everyone inside escaped without injury, but the house was a total loss. The flames started when ashes from a wood burner were taken outside and ignited the front porch, then spread through the home. Fire departments from Delroy, Great Trail, Mohawk Valley, Sherrodsville, and Leesville assisted at the scene. The road was closed for several hours while crews worked the scene. A stretch of I-76 in Portage County was closed for several hours Monday due to multiple weather-related crashes. ODOT shut down all lanes near Exit 43 and State Route 14, detouring drivers off the interstate. The Highway Patrol says several crashes were reported with no immediate word of injuries. The road reopened by Monday afternoon. A former Youngstown nursing instructor is suing the city school district, claiming he was fired because of his race. Alfred Davis worked at Chauffin Career and Technical Center from 2017 to 2023. He says he was replaced by less qualified white instructors and that district leaders violated school policy and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. The Vindicator reports the district denies the allegations, saying terminations were due to financial issues. Mediation has been held with a second session scheduled January 27th. Davis is seeking damages, back pay, and reinstatement. Republican Nikki Frenchco has filed paperwork for a possible run in Ohio's 14th congressional district. The former Trumbull County Commissioner has pulled nominating petitions and may challenge seven-term incumbent Dave Joyce. The district includes Trumbull, Lake, Ashtabula, and Geauga counties. Primary filings are due February 4th. An overnight police chase in Howland Township ended in a crash and power outages. The Highway Patrol says a driver ran from a traffic stop at East Market Street and North Road Southeast after giving false information. The vehicle hit a utility pole, then a tree on Adrian Drive Southeast, where the driver was taken into custody. No injuries were reported. More than 700 customers temporarily lost power. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.